Q1, what is the difference between Fane and REST Template in Spring? Fane is a declarative web service client that integrates with Spring Cloud, allowing you to create HTTP clients with annotations. REST Template, on the other hand, is a more traditional Spring-based approach for making HTTP requests to remote services. Fane is typically easier to use and less boilerplate-heavy than REST Template. Q2, how do you use REST Template to call a REST API in Java? In REST Template, you can use the getForObject or postForObject methods to call a REST API. You need to create a REST template bean, which will be used for communication with the API. Q3, how does Web Client differ from REST Template in Spring? Web Client is the non-blocking, reactive alternative to REST Template. It supports asynchronous communication and allows for a more efficient handling of requests, especially in reactive applications. REST Template is blocking and synchronous, while Web Client provides better scalability and performance in modern applications. Q4, what are the advantages of using Fane in microservice architectures? Fane simplifies service-to-service communication by providing declarative HTTP client interfaces. It reduces boilerplate code, integrates well with Spring Cloud, and automatically handles error responses, retries, and load balancing when used with Spring Cloud Netflix, Eureka, Ribbon. It also supports configuration via annotations, making it easier to maintain and modify. Q5, how do you handle error responses with REST Template in Java? In REST Template, you can handle error responses by using an HTTP error handler or catching exceptions such as HTTP client error exception and HTTP server error exception to capture and process error details. Q6, how do you create a Fane client in Spring Boot? To create a Fane client in Spring Boot, you need to annotate your interface with that Fane client and provide the service name. You can then define the endpoints in the interface using Spring MVC annotations such as at request mapping. Q7, how do you perform asynchronous HTTP requests with Web Client in Spring? Web Client supports asynchronous HTTP requests using Mono and Flux types. You can perform an asynchronous request by invoking the retrieve method and handling the response asynchronously using subscribe. Q8, how do you configure timeouts for Web Client in Spring? You can configure timeouts for Web Client by using a custom client HTTP connector that applies connection and response timeouts. This is typically done with Reactor Netty HTTP client in Spring WebFlux. Q9, what is the purpose of the at-request mapping annotation in Fane? The at-request mapping annotation in Fane is used to map a method in the Fane client interface to a REST endpoint. It specifies the HTTP method, get, post, put, delete, and the URL path for the request. Q10, how do you configure a custom error handler in REST Template? You can configure a custom error handler by implementing the response error handler interface and setting it on a REST template instance using set error handler. Q11, what is the benefit of using Web Client for service-to-service communication? Web Client provides several benefits, such as support for non-blocking, reactive programming. It can handle large-scale, concurrent requests with better performance, as it allows for asynchronous communication and is ideal for reactive applications. Q12, how can you use Fane with Spring Cloud for service discovery? You can use Fane with Spring Cloud by combining it with a service discovery tool, like Eureka. Fane will automatically resolve service names through the service registry to communicate with other services in the system. Q13, what is the difference between Mono and Flux in Web Client? Mono is a reactive type that represents a single or empty asynchronous value. Flux is used for representing a sequence of asynchronous values. Web Client uses these types to handle single or multiple responses from a service. Q14, how do you handle retries in Fane clients? You can enable automatic retries in Fane by using Spring Cloud Netflix's retrier class. You can configure the retry policy using the @Fane client annotation. Q15, how can you integrate Web Client with a custom authentication header? You can add custom authentication headers to Web Client requests by using the header method to set authentication tokens or other headers. Q16, what is the role of Web Client, builder in service-to-service communication? Web Client Builder allows you to customize Web Client instances. You can set base URLs, add filters, or configure default headers and codecs before creating the Web Client instance. Q17, how does REST Template handle JSON response mapping? REST Template uses HTTP message converter to map JSON responses to Java objects. By default, it uses MappingJSON 2 HTTP message converter for JSON, which automatically deserializes JSON responses into Java objects. Q18, can you perform file uploads with Fane? How? Yes, you can perform file uploads with Fane by using the multipart file class in the Fane client interface. You need to use the @requestpart annotation to send the file as part of the multipart request. Q19, how do you enable synchronous calls with Web Client? To make synchronous calls with web client, you can use the block method, which blocks the calling thread until the response is received. Q20, how can you perform asynchronous communication using REST template? REST template does not support asynchronous communication out of the box. However, you can wrap the REST template calls in a future or completable future to achieve asynchronous behavior. Q22, how do you handle timeouts in web client? You can configure timeouts in web client using the base URL and timeout methods or by customizing the underlying HTTP client configuration. Q23, how do you handle retries with web client? Web client does not have built-in retry functionality, but you can use retry from the Reactor Extra library to add retries. Q24, what is the difference between synchronous and asynchronous communication in web client? Synchronous communication blocks the calling thread until the response is received, while asynchronous communication returns control to the calling thread immediately and processes the response when it is available. Q25, how can you make service calls with multiple paths using web client? You can use placeholders in the URI and bind them using URI method with URI variables. Q26, how do you use Fane with authentication headers? In Fane, you can use a request interceptor to add authentication headers to your requests. Q27, how do you configure a timeout in Fane? You can configure timeouts in Fane by setting connect timeout and read timeout in the Fane builder. Q29, what is the default logging level in Fane? The default logging level in Fane is none, meaning it does not log requests or responses unless explicitly configured. Q30, how do you handle retries in Fane? You can enable retries in Fane by configuring a retrier in the Fane client. The default retrier retries up to 5 times with an increasing delay. Q31, how do you configure Fane for custom error handling? You can configure a custom error decoder to handle errors in Fane. Q32, how can you use web client to handle a post request? Web client can be used for sending a post request by specifying the request body and calling the post method. Q33, how do you handle request headers in web client? In web client, you can add request headers by using the header method. Q34, what is the role of web client's retrieve method? The retrieve method in web client is used to start the actual HTTP request. It returns a response spec, which is used to specify how to handle the response, e.g., mapping it to a Java object. Q35, how can you configure Fane with Spring Cloud to work with Eureka? You can use Spring Cloud Fane with Eureka by enabling Fane clients in your Spring Boot application and specifying the service name to interact with. Q36, how do you log request/response headers in web client? In web client, you can log request/response headers by using a custom exchange filter function that logs the headers. Q37, how do you handle content type in web client? In web client, you can specify the content type of the request by using the content type method. Q38, how can you handle different response types with Fane? You can handle different response types in Fane by specifying the return type and using Spring's response entity for more control over the response. Q39, how do you use Fane for service discovery with Ribbon? In Spring Cloud, Fane and Ribbon work together for client-side load balancing. Fane will interact with Eureka for service discovery, and Ribbon will handle the load balancing. Q40, how do you make a GET request with REST template? In REST template, you can make a GET request by using the GetForObject method. Q41, how do you use REST template to post JSON data to an endpoint? You can send JSON data in a POST request using REST template by using the POSTForObject method and setting the body. Q42, how do you configure web client with a base URL? You can configure web client with a base URL using the base URL method while building the web client instance. Q43, how do you handle timeouts with REST template? You can configure timeouts for REST template by setting a custom client HTTP request factory with a timeout configuration. Q44, how can you set a custom error decoder in Fane? Fane allows you to set a custom error decoder to handle specific error conditions. You can create your custom decoder and configure it using the error decoder, bean. Q45, what is the purpose of web client's exchange method? The exchange method in web client allows for more control over the response, including access to the full client response. Q46, how do you handle exceptions with REST template? REST template can throw different exceptions, like HTTP client error exception or HTTP server error exception. You can handle these exceptions using a try-catch block. Q47, what is the main difference between Fane and REST template? The main difference is that Fane is declarative and allows you to define client interfaces for HTTP calls, while REST template is a more imperative way of making HTTP requests programmatically. Q48, how do you configure the web client timeout settings? You can configure timeout settings in web client by using a HTTP client with custom timeout configurations. Q49, how do you call a REST API asynchronously with web client? You can make asynchronous calls with web client by using the subscribe method or returning a mono or flux. Q50, how do you create a Fane client interface in Spring? To create a Fane client interface, you annotate the interface with that Fane client and define the methods for API calls. Q51, how do you make a put request using web client? You can make a put request using web client by calling put and passing the body of the request. Q52, how do you configure Fane to use a custom logger? Fane allows you to set a custom logger by specifying a logger level in the @Fane client annotation or configuration. Q53, how do you handle HTTP errors in web client? In web client, you can handle HTTP errors by using the onStatus method to check for specific response statuses. Q54, how do you perform basic authentication using REST template? To perform basic authentication with REST template, you need to set the authorization header using HTTP headers. Q56, how do you pass query parameters in web client? You can pass query parameters in web client by using the URI method with URI components builder or by directly specifying the parameters in the URI string. Q57, how do you send a JSON payload with a put request using REST template? You can send a JSON payload with a put request by creating an HTTP entity with the body and sending it using Exchange. Q58, what is the advantage of using Fane over REST template? Fane provides a declarative way to make HTTP requests, which is more concise and easier to maintain compared to REST template's imperative approach. Q59, how do you perform a synchronous REST call with web client? Web client calls are asynchronous by default, but you can block the thread to perform a synchronous call by using block. Q60, how do you implement retry logic with web client? To implement retry logic with web client, you can use retry when and specify the retry conditions. Q61, how do you configure REST template to handle timeouts? You can configure timeouts for REST template using HTTP client and setting the connection and read timeouts. Q62, how do you send a post request with JSON payload using Fane? To send a post request with a JSON payload using Fane, you annotate the method with @post mapping and use request body for the data. Q63, how do you enable logging for REST template requests? You can enable logging for REST template by using a request logging interceptor and adding it to the REST template. Q64, how do you handle responses with different content types in web client? Web client allows you to handle different content types by using the accept method to specify the expected content type for the response. Q65, how do you use a custom error decoder with Fane? To use a custom error decoder with Fane, you create a class that implements error decoder and provide it in the Fane configuration. Q66, how do you use REST template with OAuth2 authentication? To use REST template with OAuth2 authentication, you need to set the authorization header with the access token. Q67, how do you handle retries in Fane? Fane supports retry functionality with a retryer bean that can be configured to control the retry behavior. Q68, how do you handle exceptions globally with REST template? To handle exceptions globally with REST template, you can define a response error handler and set it on your REST template instance. Q69, how do you authenticate with API keys in web client? You can authenticate with API keys in web client by adding the API key to the authorization or custom header. Q70, how do you log requests and responses in web client? You can log requests and responses in web client by using filter to capture the details of the request and response. Q71, how do you configure a web client instance to handle a custom error response? You can configure a web client instance to handle custom error responses by using the onStatus method to check for the status and then handle the error. Q72, how do you perform a GET request with REST template and handle response as a list of objects? You can use REST template to perform a GET request and handle the response as a list of objects using parameterized type reference. Q73, how do you handle multi-part file uploads with REST template? You can handle multi-part file uploads with REST template by creating a multi-part body builder and sending the request as a multi-part / form data request. Q74, how do you configure Fane to use a custom encoder for the request body? To configure Fane to use a custom encoder, you can provide an encoder bean in the Fane configuration. Q75, how do you make a GET request with web client and extract a custom header value from the response? You can extract custom header values from the response in web client by using the headers method to access the response headers. Q76, how do you send a put request using Fane? To send a put request using Fane, you use the @put mapping annotation on the method, passing the request body as a parameter. Q77, how do you set up a web client instance to follow redirects? You can configure web client to follow redirects by setting the follow redirects method in the web client builder. Q78, how do you handle API rate limiting in web client? To handle API rate limiting in web client, you can use retry when, to add retries with delays, or use a custom filter to intercept rate limiting responses. Q79, how do you use a custom decoder in Fane for response bodies? To use a custom decoder in Fane, you can create a decoder bean and provide it in the Fane configuration. Q80, how do you configure web client to handle retries? You can configure web client to handle retries by using the retry when method in the request pipeline. Q81, how do you configure a custom retry mechanism for Fane client? You can configure a custom retry mechanism for Fane by defining a retryer bean in the Fane configuration. Q82, how do you perform a post request with REST template and handle the response body? You can perform a post request using REST template and handle the response body by passing the entity to the exchange method. Q83, how do you set the timeout values for web client? You can set the timeout values for web client using the base URL method and applying a custom exchange strategies. Q84, how can you handle invalid responses for XX, 5XX in web client? You can handle invalid responses by using the onStatus method to inspect the HTTP status code and perform custom error handling. Q85, how do you authenticate using OAuth2 with web client? You can authenticate using OAuth2 by setting the OAuth2 authorized client manager in web client. Q86, how do you perform a put request with web client? You can perform a put request with web client by using the put method and passing the request body. Q87, how do you set up Fane with a custom error decoder? You can set up Fane with a custom error decoder by creating a bean of type error decoder in the configuration. Q88, how do you handle cookies in a web client request? You can handle cookies in web client by accessing them from the cookie handler or by using a custom filter. Q89, how do you perform an asynchronous request using REST template? REST template is blocking by default, but you can perform asynchronous requests using async REST template. Q90, how do you create a Fane client with basic authentication? You can create a Fane client with basic authentication by using Request Interceptor to add an authorization header. Q91, how can you define timeouts for Fane clients? You can define timeouts for Fane clients by configuring OAuth3 with custom timeouts. Q92, how do you use web client with a custom exchange filter function? You can add a custom filter to web client using the filter method to modify the request and response. Q93, how do you create a fallback mechanism in Fane? You can create a fallback mechanism in Fane by using the fallback attribute in the Fane client declaration. Q94, how can you add headers to every web client request? You can add headers to every web client request by using the default header method. Q95, how do you implement service discovery with Fane and Spring Cloud? You can implement service discovery with Fane and Spring Cloud by using @enable Fane clients and @enable discovery client annotations, and setting up an application that integrates with Eureka or Console. Q96, how do you handle retries with web client? You can handle retries with web client by using the retry operator from Project Reactor. Q97, how do you log request and response details in web client? You can log request and response details in web client by using the exchange strategies method or by adding a custom logging filter. Q98, how can you implement OAuth2 token management in Fane? You can implement OAuth2 token management in Fane by using Request Interceptor to attach the token to every request. Q99, how do you validate input data before making a REST request using Fane? You can validate input data by using custom logic or annotations before making a request with Fane.